This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go racing here at Knoxville.
Only the best go three of
it is showtime at Williams Grove Speedway.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here at Eldora Speedway, it's showtime.
The best you've got for a rip, often imitated, never duplicated.
Time to sit back, relax, and enjoy, because ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime!
Set to do battle for 30 laps, the green flag is waving!
Hello everybody, welcome to Wing Nation presented by Sage Food. I'm your host, Aaron Everingham. Alongside me via Zoom is my friend Ashley Stremme, as Steve is, I think, might still be stuck in rainy Daytona. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing great. As for Steve, you know, I would take Steve to be the guy that, you know, likes to sing in the rain. But at this point, he's probably screaming, just wanting to get home. And I know he's headed to the indoor races up here in the north. So I'm sure he's ready to just be back to normal after the 48 hours of Daytona or whatever it's turned into at this point.
Yeah, I was down in Florida this weekend for a horse show, of course, other side of Florida, but we got so much rain as well. So glad that they finally got the Daytona 500 complete. And Steve, I think, is on his way home. How is everything up in Pennsylvania? I know you, is anyone racing? When is the icebreaker happening? It can't be far from now.
It is not. I don't have the days counted down. That's awful. But yes, it is right around the corner. It's almost time, which is hard to believe, but obviously the season is in almost full-fledged go mode at this point. But we still have a little bit of snow on the ground. Nothing crazy. Just, you know, the extra piles that have been, you know, plowed up. The weather hasn't been terrible. We're going to get into the 50s this week. So there is good potential for the icebreaker to happen and go off and be a beautiful day.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you. I know we got a little bit warmer here in Charlotte, but I'm ready for springtime. But let's get to our hot topics. East Bay, we had the farewell weekend of the Winter Nationals. It's official. East Bay is going to close at the end of 2024. A little history on East Bay. It was started and owned by Jimmy Mingo. It was called the Clay by the Bay. It was a fish farm, and he envisioned and built the racetrack. The first race was February 5th, 1977, sprint cars. The winner was Paul Pitzer in the Weikerts Livestock number 29 that you're familiar with. The podium was Pitzer, Doug Wolfgame, and Kramer Williamson. It was operated year-round, but the Winter Nationals was always the huge, big deal. It was, even when I was racing, which was like 20 years ago now, the Winter Nationals at East Bay were huge. They have the sprint cars, late models, modified. So 2024, final season, final event will be October 12th, 2024. It's a $50,000 to win Lucas Oil late model race. Ashley, have you spent some time at East Bay?
Honestly, I have never been. We talked about, going over there just to, you know, see it and say we saw it. But no, it was never a track we ventured to. Obviously we would go for Volusia. And so that's what we would go for. So we never really made the trip over to East Bay, unfortunately. So it's one that I'll never get to add to my bucket list. Unless we go down for the Lucas Oil late models in October, which is potentially possible, but no, never made it to East Bay. But I always thought it was unique how, and they even talked about it a little bit on social media, the tides and how crazy it would make the track and whatever else. And it blows my mind how that actually worked.
Yeah, it was really neat. I've raced there a bit. I ran the Ronald Laney Memorial one year. I was actually there, unfortunately, the year that he passed away. And I got my first 410 win there. It was a Strawberry Dash. So it'll always hold a special place in my heart. But this weekend was the final King of the Wings 360 Ronald Laney Memorial. Thursday night, Aaron Reitzel won. Friday, Austin McCarl. Saturday, Ryan Timms, who we'll speak with later, he picked up the, I think it was 10,000 to win. Big night for him. So top five was Timms, Schaefer, Austin McCarl, Danny Sams the third, and Aaron Reitzel. Looked like it was a kind of a crazy race, a lot of cautions, and Tim started 14th to pick up the win.
He did. It'll be interesting to chat with him to see what he has to say. But listen, you know what they say, sometimes it's just better to be lucky than good.
Yeah, for sure. On a sad note, I want to just quickly send our condolences to the Klein family, longtime owners in the Pennsylvania area, your area, Jim and Sandy Klein, the number 22 yellow car. He passed away this past week, and I just want to share our condolences. And I don't know, Ashley, if you knew them well being in Pennsylvania, or if you wanted to add anything to that.
Jim and Sandy, great people, obviously, lovers of sprint car racing. I believe Jim and Sandy actually met at a racetrack, and that's how their relationship started. But obviously, huge supporters in this area, still support sprint car racers, and they do the Warrior for the Port Royal Speedway, $1,000 to a random finisher in the A-Main. It's just awesome. And I know that's going to continue. And I know that they are working on some special things to remember Jim this year.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with his friends and family. Some other news, Sage Fruit has partnered with the Weis Markets for the Williams Grove National Open. It's October 4th and 5th, Weis Markets National Open, presented by Sage Fruit, our big sponsor.
So that is a Southerner coming out in you, Aaron. It is Weis Markets. I love it. No, it's our local grocer here, Weis Markets. Just started to dabble in sprint car racing a little bit in the last few years, and thankfully to Sage bringing it to their attention. So it's really cool to see that they're teaming up and doing Williams Grove as well as Port Royal this year.
Well, we certainly appreciate all the support we get from Sage Fruit, but all they do for sprint car racing, they're huge supporters of, you know, really across the board, a lot of teams and now tracks and racing events. So thank you. Kudos to them. So coming up in the show, like I mentioned, we're going to speak with Ryan Timms, and we're also going to talk to Sunshine. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Ryan.
Tony, do you even remember how to drive one of these?
It's not something you forget. You should know that. The drive to succeed, the need to win, the desire to be a champion. And we surround ourselves with partners that believe the same. Like Tony Stewart Racing, Sage Fruit strives to be the best in all they do. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide high-quality apples and pears all year long.
You can compare apples to apples, but nothing compares to a Sage Fruit apple.
Winning quality in every bite.
Welcome back. This is Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get Ryan Timms, so we went to our next guest, Tyler Courtney. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So off to a very strong start this season. Got a win with the World of Outlaws, then went over to East Bay, got a win with the High Limit Racing. Just talk about the start to the season, how great it's been.
Yeah, it's been pretty, I guess, awesome start to the season. And I think our worst finish down here has been a 13th, which just a little bit of an off night. And but luckily in that same day, we were able to rebound with a win. So it's just been, you know, to come out down here with speed and, you know, able to, you know, kind of grow our confidence and momentum, you know, early on in the season, I think is pretty crucial. A lot of people look at Florida as, a couple one-off weeks just because the tracks are so different, but I've always looked at it as a good way to, you can come down here and start out the way we have and get your season going a lot sooner than some other guys.
Obviously this builds the momentum starting off so good, but that off season, what is it like for you? What kind of do you do to prepare for the season to start? Do you just kind of completely pull yourself out of the sprint car world for those few weeks it seems like that you're off, or are you like hard at it the entire time?
No, yeah, I try to disconnect from it quite a bit, but then obviously like this year I did the shootout in the Chili Bowl, which isn't sprint car racing, but it's still racing. But those weeks for me are fun. I get to see a lot of, you know, friends and a lot of friends that are pretty close to being family that I don't get to see all year round. So those 2 weeks down there in Tulsa are, you know, just kind of, you know, fun weeks for me and, you know, get to, you know, let out a little bit of my competitiveness too, that, that I think all race car drivers possess. But, off season for me is just a time to, you know, try and disconnect and kind of it's been a pretty, uneventful off season. Did a couple of vacations and then, that's really about it. And then, we don't have too much too much time really anymore with, end and, first week of November and then, start the first week of February. So, a couple of months, they kind of fly by and then, but luckily, our season, the way it's laid out, we race this weekend in Georgia Thursday and Saturday. And then we're off pretty much the whole month of March. We might try and throw maybe one race in there somewhere. But, other than that, we, go home and regroup. And once we start in April with, High Limit down in, I think it's West Memphis and Texarkana, I think, we kind of hit it hard for all the way till November at that point. So, it's just a time to relax and regroup and reset and, just get yourself ready for a busy summer.
Tyler, I feel like I ask you this question every time we have you on the show, but I've known the Claussen family for 20 or so years. You've had such a great relationship with them as well. And you have the Marshalls and your sponsorship with NOS. Talk about, I know you have in the past, but talk about again, like how important that is and how much confidence you have knowing these people around you believe in you and truly support you and what that feels like going into a new season.
Yeah, it's just, I think this is going on my seventh or eighth year here at Claussen Marshall, which I feel like in, motorsports in general, staying with one team for that long is, kind of unheard of. And, but yeah, I think just the support that, I have from everyone, from the Marshalls and the Claussens and, that NOS Energy Drink with Lauren Albano and their whole family there at NOS. And, I think it definitely makes, my life, a lot easier knowing that, I've got that support cast behind me. So then I've got a great group of guys with me too on the road. And, we're kind of, one big family. And I think this year we've even, kind of embraced that even more to, becoming a family and, just really sticking together and, putting our heads down to, tackle kind of a new challenge for us. Obviously, we've been racing the All-Stars the last few years and, it was a grind in itself, but this year we got a little bit more travel and, a lot of new racetracks for us. And, we know it's going to be, kind of a difficult task, but it's one that we're definitely up for.
Tyler, you talk about traveling and with the guys and whatnot, and you guys are in close quarters at all times, traveling up and down the road. What is it like? Obviously you guys become a family like brothers, but just like brothers, there's times where things might get a little heated. How do you keep morale high? How do you deal with those times where tension might be a little tight because you are in close quarters with the same people every single day running up and down the road?
Yeah. It definitely gets tough. I think we're going on our third week here in this, a friend of mine down here lets us stay on his property. We got a little apartment above one of his garages. And so, but yeah, it gets a little tough, but we try to find things to do, that everybody wants to do and go do those. Or if, somebody, wants, I think it's easy. We're pretty easy going. If somebody doesn't want to go do something, they just want to hang out by themselves. We try to do that. And, I think, especially the beginning of the season is not too bad. We're all still pretty excited about racing and, wanting to be around each other. Then, there's point in the seasons where, you want to disconnect from your team a little bit, but that's normal. That's family. That's life. And, those are just challenges you cross when you get there. And, I think it's a little bit different for everybody, but we try to, do as much as we can to make everybody happy. And, like when we're home, like when we get to go home, in between races, it's nice because, everybody kind of goes their separate ways once they leave the shop and things like that. And then when you're on the road, you're kind of stuck, but, luckily there's always something for people to do, on the road, but yeah, it's just like life. I mean, racing is what we do, but, we have fights, we have great times, we have bad times and, everything that comes in between.
Tyler, you mentioned the new adventure, new tracks you're going to. You had obviously a ton of success with the All-Star Circuit of Championship. This year, you're going High Limit Racing full time. Talk about the decision to do that and maybe what you're looking forward to with this new adventure, new competitors.
Yeah, I think our decision was just based on kind of what fit, our team. I think this year we're definitely going to make a jump to go one way or the other. If High Limit wasn't here, maybe we go Outlaw Racing or we just do like a true Outlaw schedule, kind of what Macri and Marks do. Then, you know, High Limit became, they bought the All-Stars and, you know, kind of put out what they were doing. And, yeah, we just kind of believed in their whole program that they have. And, obviously the, I think any series you run this year, you're going to race for a lot of money. So I don't think, you know, both sides of that are great for teams to be able to go do that. And, but yeah, I think we just kind of thought that our fit, that the High Limit fit, you know, kind of what, where our team's at and, kind of what we believe in, you know, the, yeah, at this moment. And, that's kind of the direction we went.
Speaking of all that, obviously with the All-Stars last year, July, to bring up probably a low in your career, you ended up with a broken back. How are things there? Are you, I mean, obviously you're back in a sprint car, you're doing well, but can you tell that it's there, that you still have issues with, how's your back basically?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I get a little sore, like more physical racetracks, you know, afterwards or the, you know, next morning I'm a little sore, but, I think the first time that happened, I called my doctor and he's like, yeah, it's going to be there that your whole life, whether you're racing or, you know, doing any other thing that's going to, you know, put a little strain, you know, where my injury was. So, but he wasn't concerned about it at all. And, you know, I'm a competitor and I can deal with a little pain to be able to do what I love. And, but no, other than that, I don't think I was ever 100% to start with. So I'm not going to say I'm 100% now. But yeah, I'm good to go. I feel, you know, very confident in myself and everything that came from that injury. And, I think, honestly, my injury is probably one of the better things that's ever happened to me in my career. I think it kind of showed me that, this can all get taken away from me in about a blink of an eye. So, you know, be able to come back and, still get to drive, sprint cars and race cars, you know, at the ability that I am and, just enjoy every minute of it. Don't take it for granted and, take advantage of the position you're in now to be able to make the most of, the time you have driving a race car.
Well, we're glad to hear that you're all healed up. Tyler, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you, I thought I saw a picture of you at the Daytona 500 with the Clausen Marshall gang. How was that? And did you ever have any aspirations to go pavement racing?
Oh, yeah. I think, it was the Daytona 500 is an awesome experience. I think it's my third or fourth time getting to go this year. And luckily, buddy Kyle got me some passes to take my guys. My guys have never been to the Daytona 500, so got to take them for their first experience and, you know, kind of take them down pit road and show them all that, all the craziness that goes on before the race. And, yeah, then, you know, we kind of just enjoyed the race, with, Caitlin and her motorhome and, you know, then, but yeah, it was awesome. And yeah, I think every race car driver's had aspirations to, you know, I don't necessarily say pavement racing, go probably NASCAR racing or IndyCar or anything like that. But, I was talking about this with my guys at dinner last night. Yeah, I think something I definitely wanted to do, but just the way my career went to get to where I am now, I had to, you know, put in a lot of time and effort and to get to this point. And those years I spent doing that were years that, you know, I kind of missed out, you know, going, you know, NASCAR racing or anything like that. And, you know, if I was to go, you know, put sole focus into trying to be in NASCAR right now, I'd have to miss out on a lot of time with sprint cars and, you know, making the living that I'm making now, I'd miss out on a lot of money too. So, it's just, tough. It's not that I really guess given up on that dream, but, I'm just very, very happy doing what I'm doing, racing sprint cars. And I love doing it and I get to do it at a high level and, you know, make a living doing it. It's a bonus. So, you know, if it ever happens someday that I get to make a NASCAR start, I would, you know, probably jump on it. I was supposed to during 2020, then I think we all know what happened in 2020. So I didn't get to do that. And, yeah, I don't regret anything I've done to get to this point. And, you know, if I get to race NASCAR someday, cool. If not, cool as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tyler, for your time. And, we wish you the best of luck in Golden Isle next weekend and on throughout the season.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
Awesome. More Wing Nation in just a moment.
Tony, do you even remember how to drive one of these?
It's not something you forget. You should know that. The drive to succeed, the need to win, the desire to be a champion, and we surround ourselves with partners that believe the same. Like Tony Stewart Racing, Sage Stewart strives to be the best in all they do. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide high-quality apples and pears all year long.
You can compare apples to apples, but nothing compares to a Sage Fruit apple.
Winning quality in every bite.
Welcome back. This is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's go to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame birthday calendar. We are going to talk about Rick Ferkel, who unfortunately passed away on January 1st. He would have been 85 today. His nickname was the Ohio Traveler or the Zero Hero. In the mid-70s, he would read speed sport news and travel the country finding races. And he was winning about winning about 30 races a year. His big wins were 1973 Ascot Pacific Coast Championship, the 1974 Western World Championship at Manzanita Speedway. In 1978, the World of Outlaws were formed, and he was there. In his first year, he was second in points to Kinzer. He had 21 World of Outlaw wins and not only a successful racer, but a mentor. He was a mentor to Jack Hewitt, Jane Opperman, Jason Myers, Christopher Bell, Doug Coletta, to name a few. He was a 1995 inductee into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. The Sprint Car Hall of Fame also has a big raffle going on right now. Ashley, you want to tell us a little about it?
Absolutely. It is a Triple X chassis with a 410 all Parker Racing engine. Or if you don't want the sprint car, you can take the cash option at $50,000. It is 10 for $25 and discounts if you choose to do larger purchases. You can get your tickets at www.sprintcarhof.com. And the drawing date is December 23rd, 2024. It could be a really great Christmas present for you, your friends, your grandson, your son, who knows, your daughter, whoever. Go buy your tickets. www.sprintcarhof.com.
I want to jump in here real quick. I have a question for the two of you.
Yes.
So if you were to win this raffle, you're both racers, would you take the Triple X chassis or the $50,000 cash option?
I think I would take the car.
Okay. Ashley?
I'm with Aaron. I would take the car.
I'm cash guy.
Well, you but know, I think if you sell it off, you might get
you
more
can
than
$50,000. Sell it and make more money. Oh,
okay. Well, okay. I don't know.
Ashley don't know. And I are thinking business.
Okay. That's all I got.
All right. Anyways. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up this weekend. High Limit Racing. Thursday and Saturday, Golden Isle Speedway. Saturday, $20,000 to win, and they're sharing the weekend with the Lucas Oil late models. And like we talked about earlier, Ashley, Lincoln Speedway?
$5,000 to win on Saturday and Sunday for the icebreaker at the fabulous Lincoln Speedway.
That's awesome. Well, I think that about wraps it up for us today. Make sure you follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube page, all those fun social media platforms. So thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Tyler Courtney, for joining us here today. Thank you all for tuning in on Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit.
Hey everyone, it's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.